It's still early in the calendar year. You got a couple months or so till camp. But where do you think you are physically right now? Are you happy with it?
Extremely happy. You know, I'm able to run around. Feels great. Change direction feels good. It's literally a non-issue. We're just, you know, being smart. So I'm still limited, you know, just based on the time of year.
To this point, how much have you learned of Spags' defense, and how well do you think you're going to be able to lead it?
Well, I'm learning as fast as I can, as much as I can. Obviously, there's nothing like getting out there and actually repping it. You know, our offense has, you know, a lot of problems moving guys around, shifts, changing personnel groups, so they make it really hard on us at practice. But, you know, we're just going with the flow right now and taking our reps, and guys are getting better each day.
Now, you know what Pierce meant to his defense when he was here. Do you see that similar situation for you?
Yeah, I mean, you know, as a Mike backer, you know, the onus is on me to get guys lined up and get us in the right situation. The good thing about this defense is Coach Spags puts pressure on everybody. So everyone has their own little, you know, we call them OBWs, oh, by the way. You know, just a little small tidbit that if this happens, you know, that's when we have to be ready for it. So the beauty is we won't be able to be dictated to. We're going to be able to get lined up. No matter what they do, we're going to be ready for it. And that should cause a lot of problems for opposing offenses.
Is that, I don't know, it's early, but from what you've seen of the defense, is that attacking mentality kind of what it's all about?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you don't want to sit back. You know, Eli and companies, these quarterbacks are extremely good. They're elite. They study us. We have tendencies. They have tendencies. But when you just sit back and you stay in the same call, you know, it's easy for them. So you make it hard, make them have to do some things post-snap where, you know, maybe we can steal a play, get an interception, a turnover, get the ball back to our offense, and hopefully win more games.
That kind of energizes defensive players, right? That's what you want to do.
Yeah, but you know what? It makes you feel young again. You know, you're sitting there and you're in meetings and you have to pay attention. Obviously, go home every day, get ready for the next install. And not even just watching myself, but watching everybody. You know, every rep that I can get mentally on the iPad has been clutch so far. So just trying to go through it and get familiar where you know it like the back of your hand.
Is that attacking, is that a radically different approach from what it had been in the past?
I wouldn't say it's different. I think just the overall scheme, you know, what we do is we have some things that are unsound, but, you know, based on the pressure, that's the illusion. So, you know, when you send eight and it looks like an all out pressure, but really, you know, you're dropping some linemen in coverage, some man pressures. I mean, we do it all. And I would say more so than any other scheme I've been in, we do more than anything else.
Even having said that, is it a relatively easy defense to learn?
You know what? I think, you know, we can learn whatever we want. You know, we're great athletes because we chose to do it. You guys are great at, you know, reporting and you know, being a great interviewer is because that's what you do, whether you're playing the piano, whatever it is. So you put the time into things that you really want, and that's what we have to do. You know, we're going to be young in the secondary, but at the same time, you know, those guys are going to have to grow up quick, and we're putting pressure on them now. You know, we don't make the calls, even if we know them. If it's their call, they have to get us lined up. So right now, everyone's doing a great job just kind of taking onus of what they have to do, and, you know, we're going from there.
When the change was made to Spags, obviously a lot was written about where you guys were ranked in the last few years. It has been very, very low. Is that something that kind of sticks in everybody's side a little bit here, or do you not think about those rankings?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I don't read into much of the media. Obviously, it's not going to help us win or lose a game. You know, someone else's opinion. We have to go out there and we have to play. It's all about what happens in between the lines. So, you know, predictions, obviously, you know, you look at the Cavs, you know, Love goes down, Kyrie goes down, everyone says it's over. But they stole the game last night, you know. So anything can happen, you know, once you play the game. All that stuff, it just kind of fuels the fire.
But you had to know where you guys were in the defensive stats last year.
Yeah, No, it's you know, it doesn't add up to our standard. Obviously, you know, we want to be great. I mean, that's what Big Blue's all about. Obviously, the offense does a great job over the years, but, you know, we think we go as the defense goes.
And you obviously, I would imagine, feel that you're a lot better than where you guys finished in those rankings.
Yeah, for sure. We're a lot healthier too.
That's big. I mean, that's,
yeah,
those
that's everything. That's the first. That's the most important part.
You think you'll be ready for training camp?
Yeah, for sure. If it started today, you know, I'd be ready to go.